With the due quiet of the basement came a sound Meg had not noticed before. Mom and Dad heard it too, and the whole family turned to the point of light behind them, where Dad's flashlight was shining. And there, piled up in a mound of old, moth-eaten blankets, lay Sophie Cat, purring contently. Meg didn't know how she had missed the sound. It was so loud. Meg had never heard Sophie purr like this, or been so happy to see one of her animal companions.